Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you on a beautiful, beautiful morning out there. 65 in Oshkosh, 63 in Appleton, 63 in Green Bay. Winds from the south-southwest at 4 to 6 miles an hour.
I always check that just for the listeners. You know, yeah. Johnny makes that up. The weather's accurate because
that's in front
Todd
of us.
Todd gives us that. Yeah. But then
the wind.
He looks out the window at the Schreiber building. You look at the Northland Hotel building.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that flag is.
Yes.
You could be right. Okay, so anyway.
That's weird because online it says no wind.
No. Look out the window. The flag is
I believe
fine.
You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah. But anyway, if you're a sailor, you don't have to follow my thing. I know it's something.
The views of the host.
There are white caps out there. You said it's 4 miles an hour. Yeah, we would rather not have that. Happy Tuesday, as we mentioned. It is Fashion Day, something that I always adhere to. I feel bad. Our guest is here, and we're going to be talking with him. And it's like, it's Fashion Day, so I dress nice. I meant to wear sweats because we're going to do that push-up challenge.
Yeah.
Now I can't.
Yeah, me too. Just, I've got a meeting right after this.
I had one of my protein shakes. Todd saw that filled me up. Right, Todd?
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to bring that for the class.
I was going to. Actually, I asked Todd if I'm going back to Costco and I'm going to get some.
What is some? I thought you made it.
Well, Kate, get a case. Yeah. Yeah. Got a text here for you. An early text coming in from Boomer. Ask the mayor why there was a ship unloading coal yesterday when they were moving the coal piles.
Who's that from? Boomer?
Yeah.
Boomer, they want to move the coal piles. Boomer, I don't think that's got a green light yet. So, no, they...
They've been talking about it for about 20 years.
It's just... Boomer, I was elected in 2003. And before I ran, so that would be 2001, 2002, I was doing some research. And I went and met with Romy Dennison. And Romy Dennison was elected mayor of Green Bay the same year I was born, right?
I was going to say, I don't know that name at all.
No, great guy. I actually talked at his funeral. But anyway, he was a great mayor back in the late 50s. Anyways, I went and talked to him. And I said, hey, tell me, how was it back then? Because there's always some consistencies, right? And he talked about how great the people are, how hardworking, da da da. He goes, but one thing is those damn coal piles.
Even then,
he was working on that in the late 50s. I think some people made a harder effort than others to relocate those. But as you know, we just missed over on a big grant. It's about $25 million. And everybody's like, move the coal piles. Well, you don't really move them. You just wind them down and you put it. But we have to build that dock wall and out of the bay. So the city/county applied for a $25 million grant. I forgot what it's called, infrastructure grant for ports or something, and was passed over on that last week. It was very disappointing. But there's one more round coming up. I think at the end of, maybe it's July or August, they're going to take one more look at it. So if that doesn't happen... get used to that ship unloading.
what is the potential landing spot, so to speak?
At the mouth of the bay.
Okay.
And, because the Pulliam plant was there.
Right.
Of course, that was decommissioned, a few years ago. And that would be the ideal spot. And I know that some of the yacht people were worried a little bit about the coal dust. But I think there's going to be enough things in place, spraying and all that, where there won't be a dust issue. But what's going to be beautiful about it going out to the bay, it's going to save, is GP still owned by Coke? Whatever. It's going to save them money because they don't have to go through the bridges.
Sure.
And so that's going to be easier for them to unload. Of course, the rail is out there. But what that does, it allows the city to really develop that 25 acres of land on the waterfront. So hopefully that'll be a great $100 million tax base. But I liked his question, but don't assume those coal piles are being moved, because some of us have done that in the past and it just didn't happen. And it can't happen without assistance from the federal government for the money.
Yeah.
I mean, $25 million.
By being moved, you mean, I mean, basically they're going to get, first thing they're going to do is get a new spot. Yeah, real good. Right. And then just wind those down and then, yeah.
Because I was getting frustrated with this whole process. You know, it was talked about so much in, oh, I don't know, 11, 12, 13, 14. And some lady wrote me a letter and she said, you know, Mr. Mayor, instead of moving the coal piles, why don't you just, why would we spend the money moving them? Why don't you just use the coal that's there? And I was not having a good day.
Oh, no.
And I just, I said, how stupid do you think we are? You know, one of those things. And she was quite offended by that. And I, look, I.
Not sure I blame her.
Well, I mean, come on.
I know.
It's common sense. We would wind it down and then put them at a new location. It's not like we would actually take wheelbarrows and move it. But anyway. I hope that happens, Boomer. Thanks for the question. And I will keep you posted on that because I've been following that. I talked to Dave Steffens, who's, you know, kind of a lead on this thing. He's our state representative. And he called me and, oh, what about this and that? So, but I think we're like 60 days away from getting an okay from the federal government. And if they give us that $25 million, you'll see construction at the mouth of the bay. And then the next time the ship comes in, they can unload there and we'll use the coal pile where you saw it unloaded yesterday.
Okay.
All right.
Good answer.
This has been from the mind of the former mayor.
Well, I like this.
However, I didn't say it's going to happen, did I? Because I want to make that very clear that it's up to the feds to give us that money because it just won't happen without it. I mean, we don't have $25 million to do that.
Okay. Today is also Cow Appreciation Day. You know?
Now that I know very little about.
Yeah. But here's the deal. Have you remember we were talking about this? It was an amazing statistic we got from someplace. Todd, I think you found it that cows kill more people than sharks.
Yes, correct.
But have you seen sharks lately, the attacks they're doing? No. I mean, one guy, okay, was just sitting on a inflatable raft in the ocean, just dangling his feet, like 5 feet of water. Shark reaches up and bites his foot. Another guy, they're playing touch football in really shallow water, and a shark comes over and bites his leg. Sharks are going crazy right now.
This is so funny because literally the top story in USA Today yesterday was Texas, Florida shark attack sparked fear, but bites aren't increasing.
Oh, maybe they just get more publicity or something.
Maybe.
But I mean, it just seems like real shallow water where these things are happening.
You know, there's that cartoon, those two sharks, and they're talking to each other. You see that with that, and the guy's putting on the suntan lotion, and the shark's like, oh, good, it's coconut flavor.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird it's so shallow, though, because usually you think, you know.
And then the guy in Hawaii, the actor who got killed.
Oh, that was sad. Yeah,
wow. That's why I stopped surfing.
Yeah.
It is. I'm not even kidding about that.
But when they say, you know, died what he loved doing, it's like, I don't think he liked that too
much. I always thought it'd be fun, though, to try it down in Sheboygan.
Have they tried that, right?
Have you tried it?
No. They were promoting that for a while. Do they still do it?
I don't know. I saw it on, Discover Wisconsin, the girl that travels around the state, whose job I would love to have, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's great.
That's a great job, man.
And you get treated really everywhere you go, right? They want a good review. So, yeah, it's like to be those, you know, you can be the secret shopper. Well, that's not as much fun as being the shopper.
Absolutely.
And you walk in there with, are you talking about working for the state?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
State Tourism Department
that
or whatever. I want that job.
She came up here when we, I wish I could remember her name, but. Just she loved every square inch of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
and she rode the Zip and Pippin. She went down the hill at Aaron's Hill when that was dedicated. She was just everywhere. And but I think she's got a closet full of like gifts because you give here's your sweatshirt, here's this and that.
Look like your old office at the mayor's office.
I believe her name was Stephanie Clapp.
Yeah,
right?
She was great.
Yeah. Is that show still on?
That show is still on. She's actually down now in Lake Geneva. She's running
tourism.
Yep.
Oh,
that's work with the mob down there.
I like that show, and I like the one that used to be on PBS. He was an outdoor show. You know what I mean?
No. Are you talking about
outdoor?
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. That's what it was. Outdoor Wisconsin. I can't think of his name. He had kind of a voice like this. He kind of sounded like the narrator for
Small.
Dan Small is exactly correct.
But the other show that I like is like Pat from Oshkosh. It would be like could be his brother. He goes to different communities and just
McGivern?
Yes, John McGivern. He was here. Uh-huh. We had a big party at Titletown. He'll go to a city and kind of dig in. He's there for a few days, does a lot of taping, and then he edits it down to a half hour. But he'll go to Platteville. He'll go to small communities, Amish communities, but he came to Green Bay. And we just had a blast with him. Everybody in City Hall loved him. Schneider, the Packers. That's a good show.
Well, it was called Around the Corner with John McGivern.
And I do not know this show.
Great show. You would love it.
You would love it.
Is it radio or TV?
It's TV. It's gone now. He's got a Midwest show now where he goes to cities all across the Midwest called Main Streets with John McGivern. Same thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
that. That is a good gig. And there's another guy that he was as nice as could be, but there's another guy that's got a garage full of gifts.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I'm sure.
He shows up and... the hotels are nice to him.
Yeah.
And all you need is like a minute from him. And he had a pretty good following, didn't he? Like back in 11, 12, 13, 14 or something.
Absolutely.
But he had a great, great show. And that's another job. But you'd be better at that because you like the TV thing. But I would love to be that Secretary of Tourism for the state.
Yeah.
And every town he went into, I think it was his brother would go and tell a story about the high school sports teams and stuff like that.
No kidding.
I mean, they were just great the way they did that show.
Even though you've been to a town, and not that I spent a lot of time in Palatine, my brother went to school there, but I watched his show. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. You know, he just really dug a little bit deeper and told you some really cool things. And he would promote the unique restaurants, the stuff that a community is known for. It wasn't like, here's Walmart and here's that. He really dug deep into the history of the city and like, the sports team. He would take you to the school, investment, the new fields and stuff. And everybody he interviewed was very, very high on the community. Like I think he just brought that out.
Love those kind of things.
Yeah. And so anyway, I didn't know he does a Midwest show. I didn't even know I'm going to follow. I could look at that.
Got a text here. Surfers from California come to Sheboygan to surf.
Really?
Because even though the waves are smaller, they're much more frequent and they wear wetsuits in the springtime. Remember that girl wearing a wetsuit in her story down there?
So they do that.
Yeah. I've always wanted to try that.
But those waves aren't the same size.
No, they're not, but they keep coming, you know.
But if it's the waves I'm thinking of, that's not surfing.
But it is.
Do they get those? How high are they?
Like 40 feet.
No, they're not.
But it's also Sugar Cookie Day. Fred Savage is 48. Courtney Love is 60. I didn't know she was still alive.
Yep, she is.
Congratulations to her. Tom Hanks is 68. Jimmy Smits, who I used to love at NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
Man, I loved that show. Also, L.A. Law, he was on that.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Yeah. Love those shows. John Tesh, 72.
Dean Koontz, writer. He's the writer. He's got the books and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
okay.
Author.
All right. Very nice.
Yeah.
This guy.
But
we got some great guests coming up, folks. And a chance to win some Brewer tickets, too. Stay with us. Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. And you can text us anytime. We're always here to take your texts. I've got some good ones already this morning. I like that.
And we're going to need the text line later.
Yes,
we're giving away.
We're doing the world's worst trivia again, right, Todd?
That's correct.
Okay.
Do you have anything planned, Jim?
I do. I worked on it a little bit this morning.
You're not going to sit here and read them off your phone again, are you?
Well, no, I wrote some down.
Show some initiative.
I did that, but I don't know. I don't know you all that well, but some of those are pretty easy, so I was digging around for something a little more difficult.
Right.
But anyway, I got a few of that, Will. But okay, I'll work on that, but I'm glad you... I'm not too nervous about the billing. World's worst trivia. So I think pretty low bar, so I'm not too nervous about it.
We got a comedian coming on later, too. This could be the first time we've had a comedian in the house.
Well,
right,
said.
Todd?
Yeah, and Kristen's actually working hard to put some more, like, comedy fests together in Green Bay and stuff like that, just to pick that community up a little bit.
It's like Appleton is known as the Comedy Central area, not Green Bay. Have they ever had a comedy club in Green Bay?
Yes. Yeah, we've had a couple comedy clubs. DePere had a comedy club. I performed there.
You performed? Oh,
shut up.
Todd, I'm sorry. Maybe
that's a little strong.
Back it up. You performed at a comedy club.
They had a fundraiser. The comedy club hosted a fundraiser, and it was 24 hours of comedy.
Okay.
Except when you were on stage.
Yeah, except, yeah, yeah. It was
23 hours and 40 minutes of comedy.
24 hours of build comedy. That's what it was. And people could come in, and I don't know, 2 or 3 in the morning, I went with Mayor Walsh, was the mayor of Decatur.
Oh, Mike.
And we had to do a skit. It was, was it 2 in the morning? I think everything's either funny or not funny, but... yeah, that's what we did. So that was the comedy club in De Pere. I think there was one in Green Bay too, Johnny, downtown. I didn't.
Where in De Pere? Which side, east or west?
It was on the east side of De Pere.
Okay.
It was on the west side of De Pere.
Okay, then.
We crossed the bridge on Main Street. It was on the right-hand side.
I always say the St. Norbert side or the other side.
That's what I was thinking.
That's how I pretty much
I went to school there, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
That's how I differentiate the two.
But you're right. Appleton has more comedy locations than we do here in Green Bay.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they've been legendary. I mean, some of the people, I mean, literally some of the biggest names in comedy over the last 25 years have come through Appleton.
Yeah.
There's so many things in life that look easier than they are, right? Golf, some sports things, but comedy is one of those things.
I would never do it.
A friend of mine was on a cruise ship, you know, and it was, and he's funny, and he would end up on stage.
Yeah.
And he said it was the worst experience.
I believe it.
He is funny, but it's just different, and people, if they don't,
they can heckle you.
Right. Well, he had that.
Oh, my gosh.
He went up there very long. Yeah.
Got a text here. There was the Funny Bone and the Comedy City from Sarah. Okay.
In Green Bay.
Was that Green Bay or Appleton? I think that's Appleton. Was it?
I think Comedy City was the one I was talking about.
You know what? There was. You know what? You are correct. There was one in Green Bay. Because you know what? I went to it. Okay, this is a funny story. I went to it with Brett Favre's family.
Oh, man.
This is
on Oneida Street.
Funny Bone was on Oneida Street. Yeah. Yes, you're okay. Right, Sarah. Thank you.
And I think that Comedy City is the one I was talking about in De Pere. I think that was the name of it. Anyway, you took those hayseeds to a comedy show?
They took me.
Wow.
Why?
Wow. Okay. Yes.
And then I was talking to the people that run it. They said, we get a lot of Packers here. And it says, Reggie White and his wife like to come here, but they want to be completely anonymous. We let them come in a separate thing so nobody bothers them, and they just sit by themselves. Okay? So I was there one night, and he walks in. Big Packer jacket, huge emblem on the back, Packer hat. But he wanted to be anonymous.
I believe that.
Sarah says the Comedy City is still there.
Yes, in De Pere.
Yep. Oh, it is?
Oh, okay.
We gotta get
together.
I'll give them credit. They've been there a long time.
Yeah.
So I bet you that was 15 years ago I was there. So.
Yeah.
And of course, I still frequent it. I've never been.
Tell
me about this Brett Favre. So you took his mom. It was his dad.
No, it was his dad and two brothers.
Oh.
Me, Irv, two brothers all went together. I'm just not trying to drop names and everything like that, but we're at Mark Shamira's house.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's when Mark and I were doing a show together, and I'd go there after the games or whatever, different things. I remember it was the night before the game, and hey, Dad, you know who's performing at the thing? That one guy you really like.
Oh.
I can't remember the guy's name. He was like from Chicago. He was an Italian guy, and he was pretty funny. I got to be good friends with him, but I can't remember his name. Sure. And I think Brett was just trying to get him out of the house. And, but yeah, we went down to the comedy club.
Fun.
Yeah. So you go.
One thing, I got to tell you this, John, because every once in a while I find myself scrolling like YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Came across a bunch of old Lindy Infante shows.
No.
And I was watching them.
When I was 11.
You look really young in those.
Really young.
Really young.
I don't think I was shaving then. And about 172 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. That's going back a ways. Yeah, it's going back a little ways.
It's weird when you look back and...
But I had good hair.
Oh, yeah.
I made
sure
the hair was... Oh, it was good. Make sure of that.
Send some screenshots to Amanda. I'm like, you work with this guy. Look at this.
What happened? For the love of God, what happened? Kids, stay away.
You're part of history now.
Yes. So, but I think... You know what, though? I think when you guys... When politicians do that, I think that's cool. When they step out of their element.
Oh,
I really do. And I know it's uncomfortable, whatever, but I think that really humanizes... politicians.
I had to sing on a stage with Tim Hanna. He was the mayor of Appleton for those guys from WAPL in dresses.
Oh, in dresses.
In dress. And I didn't really particularly care. Those guys weren't as nice to me as they could have been.
I would sing on stage with you. I would not wear a dress.
That was weird.
What? How did that become a reality?
Oh, I'm trying to think. It was a it's all for fundraisers, right? Yeah. I mean, you do pretty much anything for fundraisers. That's why you're in a dunk tank in January. Oh. In January.
Things I will never put on the list. Things I will never do again as long as I live.
Again,
dunk tank.
That is true, but it's a dunk tank. But I don't know what
that
was.
I hate
that
water on my nose.
Who are those guys? Lennon?
Rick and Len.
Rick and Len. Rick and Len. And they had an event. I don't know if it was a band, and we just went in through the intermission. But, yeah. It was fun, but on the list to never do again.
Never again. But dunk tanks are there.
Oh, yeah, for
the worst.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I got a big nose and that water just goes right up my nose to my brain. It's like I'm being waterboarded. I swear to God, it's like waterboarding.
Well, you did a dunk tank in Deepier for that fundraiser.
No.
No, last year we did that.
We didn't do it.
We did too.
Boyd did it. James Boyd.
Oh, we just threw the
ball. We threw the ball.
Okay, that was it.
And we didn't dunk him.
I know.
No, I did mine that time. I thought it'd be a great idea when I was at IXX to Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
And they
That's funny. Yep.
Huh? I thought it was, too. And it was just a cold, blustery, rainy, windy morning. And I was miserable from start to finish.
And they dunked you.
Yeah. Oh. And I was even wearing my neoprene fishing waders.
Oh, thank God for the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it was miserable. I'll never do it again.
Do it at Freeze Fest.
No.
Yeah.
I never did the other thing too.
Polar plunge?
Polar plunge.
Oh yeah.
Never done that. Well, you done that?
Oh yeah.
You had a hard time with that, didn't you?
I did.
Didn't they have to like pull you out of the hook or something?
Uh-huh. The jaws of life.
Yeah.
It wasn't the jaws of life, it was that hook though.
They had to send out a couple scuba divers.
Thank God for the fire department.
Thank God
that
there are two Navy SEALs there.
Never again.
We got to set a quick break. When we come back, a very interesting gentleman, a veteran, working on a Wounded Warrior project at, this could be impressive.
This guy's great.
We hear this guy, Jason. That's coming up later on. Trivia for Brewer Tickets, Carl Winter, NBC 26. Kristen Leidy, comedian. Back up for this.
Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning. 63 in Green Bay, 63 in Ampton, 65 in Oshkosh. We've got a very special guest right here. And once again, Joe, how many times have we said this? Guests walk in.
I know.
And we feel shame.
We do.
It's like, what
you
happened?
You should see this guy.
What's wrong with us? We'd let ourselves go.
Yeah.
But I think even if we hadn't let ourselves go, we wouldn't look like him.
I would give you a bell on that one.
Thank you. Yeah, no matter what.
Yeah.
Jason Lorge joins us. U.S. Army veteran. Talk about a Wounded Warrior project that I want to take part in. Called the 1776 Push-Up Challenge. First of all, Jason, give me your dimensions. Give me your height and weight.
They say I'm 6'5", but I think I'm more 6'4". I weigh about 240.
Okay. So we weigh about the same.
Yeah, we.
Yeah.
How do you stay in such phenomenal shape?
Well, my girlfriend, she's a personal trainer, so that helps. But yeah, I try to work out as often as possible. I like to get 5 days a week, but sometimes my schedule doesn't allow that. So minimum 3 days a week. 7 would be ideal, but 5 days a week.
See, John, Jim, I knew it was a week.
No disrespect to your wonderful personal trainer, but I think you need to give his girlfriend a call.
She can hook you up.
Wow. Yes.
He can't do a lunge without falling over.
Well, just whatever. I'm
just say, being honest.
He's taller than I am. That's how he does it. Wow. See, John, I knew it was. John's always like, you said 5 days a week, and John's thinking 5 days a year. So listen to this guy.
But Jason, you're an Army veteran, as we mentioned. 4 years in the Army.
Six.
Six?
Yeah, six, okay. And then 2 years inactive, correct.
So what'd you get up to, about E5?
No, I stayed at the E4. That was a nice rank to stay at where they didn't expect too much out of you.
Stay under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, didn't have to do the grunt work, but didn't have to take too much responsibility.
Nice. Well, thank you for your service. Clintonville and a long history of family member serving our country. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, my grandpa was in the Battle of the Bulge. He was actually wounded by shrapnel in the Battle of the Bulge. That's why this Wounded Warrior thing's pretty cool. They didn't have programs like this back then. My dad served two tours in Vietnam. He was a B-52 mechanic, which, if you ever seen B-52s, it was a pretty cool plane.
I grew up right next to B-52 base. We were talking about them yesterday with Joe Ulick. Most impressive.
No, actually, we talked about it with Nepinski.
Oh, that's right, from EAA. You're
so
right,
EAA,
you're
they're bringing those in this year big time. And just the best plane. I mean, he kept talking about
that. He said they could go 40 more years.
Right? Yeah, they're phenomenal planes. Phenomenal. Yeah. They were supposed to be retired a long time ago. But
was your dad in Thailand?
Yes, he was. Yep, okay. Absolutely.
That's where the big base was.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool. So I'd like to start off by saying I'm honored to be here, but I'd also like to say I give the glory to God because I can only do things through him and have these abilities to do things through him. So I wanted to start out by saying that. So.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this about the challenge itself, because I deal a lot with it. I just want to make sure we make this straight, first of all.
Sure.
Wounded Warriors, I do a lot of things with them. I always have. Mm-hmm. Okay. In fact, we're doing the big softball tournament this weekend in Fond du Lac, where it's the amputees and the whole thing. And then a few years, and I used to do a bunch with their football team. They used to come to town and everything. And then the term Wounded Warriors took on a bad connotation.
Absolutely.
Because of some of the, Jim, we've talked about that, but you know about these kind of things.
These scams that can happen where they take advantage of kids, military, and
I'll put it this way. The funding wasn't all going to the right place.
Right.
Correct.
And they're not the first organization where that's ever happened.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. They weren't, but they, it's crazy when they take that kind of, people are given their $100 mm-hmm. and 80 of it's going to some guy,
right.
And it should be just the opposite. And, but there's no website to a clearinghouse on to find out how it says right on there, what percent
and
goes
they clean
to
house.
Admin.
Started over, basically. Right. And a great organization again.
No, yes. I absolutely agree. And I was a little hesitant with the Wounded Warrior for a few years after that scandal came out. But yes, as you say, they cleaned up pretty good. So I feel pretty confident supporting them again.
And this challenge, when 1776, is of course from where nation started, basically.
Absolutely.
And although Jim and I have a big dispute on this as far as...
He doesn't care about that.
All right, never mind. But anyway, okay, so what do... Okay.
See, John thinks the founding of our country was after we won the war, 3 years later, and I'm like...
1779.
And I'm saying it's when we declared our independence is like...
But we didn't know we were going
to win. Yep, that's okay, but we made the decision. And that's... People struggle with decisions, and if you make a decision, that's almost better than, I'm going to start my business instead of this regret and whether business fails or not. Kudos for starting your business. You made the decision. And so that's why July 2nd, actually, of 1776... when they're like, look, we're cutting our strings, the hell with the king. I thought that was that, and that's what we're celebrating. But John's like, well, we had wars. We had, they had over 200 skirmishes and 26, 27 wars. No, I get it. You're right.
You can declare your independence, but you still had to earn your independence.
Right. But it's not called the Earning Independence Day. It's called
maybe it should
the Declaration of Independence. So we declared it. Anyway.
Sorry you had to be a part
of that. No, that's okay. You both have valid points, and I agree with both of you, really. So.
Thank you.
We're going to donate.
But 1776, Wounded Warrior Push-Up Challenge. It's a fundraiser for Wounded Warriors.
That is correct.
And go ahead and explain the actual mechanics of it.
So obviously, as we discussed, 1776 represents the number for the independence. And July, of course, is the month for that. So what they do is, Wounded Warrior runs many fundraisers, as you know. So this is just one that they run. You got 30 days or 31 days to do 1,776 push-ups. That averages out to a little less than 60 a day. Obviously, you can do as many as you want up to 1776. Well, you can go beyond it if you want. But, so it's pretty cool.
And then you get sponsors?
Yeah. I put mine on Facebook. You can put it on Instagram, whatever. There's a lot of ways to connect. And your friends and family and whoever sees it. And if they want to donate, there's a donate button.
Do you have to post a video of you actually doing those?
You don't have to, but a lot of people do. It's pretty cool. There's a Facebook group for this. You get to see how everybody else is progressing. And it's really neat because it's everybody from all kinds of abilities. You see people saying, I haven't done a push-up for 10 years. And they're doing it, and you get other people that can bang out 1,000 in a day, but that's not me. So
how much are you hoping to raise?
Well, I only I only raised $243 so far, but I mean,
well, that's good. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, and I think that's pretty good. But what I find interesting is that I'm just one participant, because there's 4,830 participants in this challenge, and there was $210,960 raised.
Wow!
And that's a lot of money to get some projects
done. That sure
done, is. So
yeah. That's phenomenal.
Well, and even if someone would sponsor you at, you know, 5 cents, 10 cents, that's still $100, $200 that we could sponsor you, right? If you, let's say, can I do that? Can, let's say.
Is there a minimum?
I think you're going to probably do the
17. Not that we're cheap, we're just poor.
I get it.
We're in radio.
Well, I'm just, do people do that? Like if I'd say, look, I'll sponsor you for 10 cents a push-up. And if you do 1776, it'd be a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah.
That would be $176.60.
I don't think it's sponsored by the push-up. I think it's just a flat.
No, I think it'd be like $17.
No, what, 10 cents?
Todd, help us with the
Come
math.
On, we always 10 cents a push-up, Todd. It's
at 170 push-ups.
It'd be
$176.60. I believe is correct.
I think that's what I said. Okay. Anyway.
Well, this isn't about math here, so
I had the whooping cough in the third grade, and I missed a lot of math. And I blew it out because we're gonna do the metric system. I thought.
Okay. Ask them the metric system. Ask them what 32 degrees is in Celsius. Yeah. So. Anyway, go ahead. Let's go back.
How many liters will there be in a gallon, General? No one knows.
Anyway.
Sorry, Jason.
Jason, this right. is like.
Oh, yeah, okay, Jason, I got up early for this.
Yeah. He actually hasn't been to bed yet.
Yeah, right.
All right. So this 1776, how many? You got 4,000 people plugged in already?
There's 4,830 people. Not me personally, though. There's 4,830 people doing the challenge.
Oh. Nationwide?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes. I love it. And there is a dedicated Facebook page for this?
Yes, there's a support group for that.
Okay, I love it.
Do we have that?
We got this text here. We are so proud of Jason. He seriously is a warrior. Love him.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Wow. That was from Todd right there.
Thanks, Todd.
It was not. This guy alone.
Sorry.
This guy could take you out in about
4 seconds.
Right.
Well, if I can make it to the door, it'd be like 6 seconds. If I wheel my way over there real fast. Right.
So, Jason, tell me a little bit more about the other things that are going on with the Wounded Warriors. I'm glad that they got credible people like you now representing that organization.
That's a great point.
I appreciate that. I got a little background on them. So basically, the Wounded Warrior started in 2003 to honor and empower veterans, providing simple care and comfort items to the hospital bedside for the returning soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan. But what's nice is, you know, through programs like this and donations and volunteers and, you know, John, you know, you're well aware of it. They've expanded and evolved. Now they've got more things like mental health, career counseling, long-term rehabilitative care, transitioning military people to civilians. So they really expanded.
And not only that, Jason, but another thing they're trying to do is use their theme is limbless but limitless. And what they're trying to do is take what they've gone through and what they've overcome as best they can for other people. You know, they're like doing the thing with the kids, the amputee kids this Saturday that we're going to be doing down in Fond du Lac. I think that's good, where it's not just, okay, we're all veterans, we're all brothers and sisters here, but let's use what we've gone through to help other people. I think that's really cool that they're doing that as well.
Yeah, it's an amazing platform for that. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Yeah. They're just amazing people. So.
Well, and we were at the game last year, and Johnny be there this.
That's
this,
right. You came down last year.
Yeah, that was a good time. And it's really, you know, we feel so bad that people have lost limbs, or the Wounded Warriors experienced thing in Iraq, Iran. But there's kids that have lost it through
cancer,
skateboard accidents, cancer, just
born that way,
right? And they have them out on the field as well. That's like very cool to make that special connection.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, they pay it forward. It's a pay it forward type of organization.
Right.
Now, when you were in the Army, did you have that feeling of this kind of camaraderie and everything like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the best things about being in the military. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, hurry up and wait stuff. But I mean, the camaraderie, it's just something that you don't really get throughout life. I mean, you'd get a little bit of it through sports and stuff like that. I guess that's the closest way to represent it. But there's just that special bond, maybe because it's, you know, what the consequences could be.
And the effort you've put in just to be there.
Correct.
You know, to survive. Was it Jackson, South Carolina?
Yeah, Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
I bet the weather was nice, though.
Oh, it was nice and humid.
I was thinking that yesterday we were in Neenah on their football field shooting that thing. And it poured like you can't believe for about half an hour, like crazy. Really? And then the skies parted, and then it got hot like you can't believe. And one of the guys had gone to camp down there in that area. And he said, this kind of reminds you a little bit of that, because that heat was just coming up off the turf, that artificial turf.
Right.
And it was so, we're just standing there and just sweat just pouring. And I can't even imagine wearing Kevlar and a helmet and all those things and going through drills in a place like that.
Well, I definitely remember being sweat through my uniform before breakfast. So, yeah. And then you had all day to sit in it. So,
yeah. Yeah. We were actually saying, okay, who's got sweat going down their butt right now? Me. One of those things. But another thing with you guys, though, that I found, just in being around them and betting with them and those kind of things, there is a certain thing where it's like either you've got my back and I've got your back or nobody does. It's not like you got a coach over here, you got your mom, you're going to call your uncle, you're going to call your brother, you guys are in it together.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that they're who you rely on.
Yeah.
I've never been to war, fortunately, but... You know, I mean, if you're in a trench, it's another guy.
Fortunately for our enemies.
right. I appreciate that. Yeah.
And Jason, why this? There's a lot of great things, veterans organizations. Do you have a friend of yours that was wounded? I mean, you're obviously not wounded at all. Why this connection? What brought you to this?
No, I don't have any friends that I know of that were wounded. I mean, I have some friends that went overseas that, you know, were in my unit. After I got out, and you know, you get some coming back with some PTSD and stuff like that. But right. As far as the closest thing I know to the wounded, my grandpa was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he took some shrapnel there. I don't know too much about it because he didn't really talk about it, but I know that much about it. So
I think that's great because that special connection keeps you going, you know. And yeah. That's awesome. You're honoring your grandfather through this,
and your dad,
and your dad too.
Yeah.
So do you talk much about the B-52s?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. He loved those things.
I think that's the coolest thing that flies in the sky.
Yeah. His one of his best stories, it's my dad, when they were flying on the B-52 mission and he had to use a bobby pin to fix the radar, but hey, he got the job done.
He was on the mission?
Oh, yeah. He flew combat missions, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody had to fix the plane while it was flying.
I was just reading a book. I was reading it last night. When they'd send up the SAM missiles, they're called.
Yes.
And they were the size of telephone poles.
Yep.
And you'd see these things coming at you.
Yeah. No. Wow. Yeah, that was a bad thing.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Stick around, Jason. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Good Looking Tuesday morning. Jason Lorge, fascinating gentleman with the Wounded Warrior Project. Let's do the push-ups challenge.
No.
Come on, we got a couple weeks left. Let's just do it, and we'll see if we can get some people that'll donate.
Okay. No, I'm not saying okay. I'm saying, what are we going to raise? $13
maybe
between
100,
the three of us?
Maybe 100 bucks.
The three of us could do 100 push-ups?
Nah, Todd's not in. He'd do too many.
No.
He'd do too many. He's in too good a shape. What do you think?
You were just complaining to this guy that the reason you're not participating is because you were starting you're up in Nugani doing something?
Well, starting a log splitter.
Yeah.
And I tore in Mark Houston from Bellin, I got to be careful.
Yeah.
I tore a labrum. Right?
No. Labrum is correct.
Labrum is correct. Okay.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Not a body part that
a reproductive. On a man.
Yes, exactly. But that was like deer season, so I might be okay by now. I'm going to give it a shot.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll sponsor you.
Will you?
I will.
Bucket push-up?
No. I told you, if you do 1776.
Well, I'm not going to do that, baby.
I'll give you
my goal
10
is,
cents
okay,
a push-up, which would be $176,
here's my
which
goal.
Is a lot.
Here's my goal in 2 weeks. My goal in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
500.
500 push-ups in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
John, I'm going to be following up with that.
250.
By the time Jason leaves, I can do 10.
Fine. All right.
So who are the people that are participating? Are they all chiseled like you? Or
No, it's all abilities. It's any shape and size, age. It's just an amazing group of people. I mean, you got veterans, you got non-veterans. It's just anybody that... Yeah. I mean,
and what's the website that where if people?
Yeah. Or the Facebook?
Well, it's I think it's a private group. Once you join the challenge, it's called the 1776 Push-Up Challenge.
Right.
But
cool.
I think there's other connections to it, but the group I'm in, I think it's private group.
So all right.
I don't think you can just.
Todd will look that up for us. Yes. Or Amanda. We won't be able to find it. You know us.
We're useless. John and I, it's we're not.
Do you have any say as to where your money raised goes, or where you would want it to go?
No, not that I'm aware of. I think it just goes right to the Wounded Warrior, like the general.
Okay. As far as I want to throw this out there to all our people out there, who else would like to do this? I think this would be a cool thing. Our listeners, who else would like to do the push-up challenge? We got 2 weeks left, right?
Oh, roughly. A little more than that.
A little more than that.
Yeah, closer to 3 weeks. Yeah, you got till the end of the month.
Right. Okay. July. It's the challenge of July. So today's, what, the 9th?
Okay. And all right. Who else? Who's in? Text us if you're in.
Well, we got to tie it to money.
Well, that's what I mean.
If somebody calls up and says, I'll do 500 push-ups, it's like, okay.
Well, no, but that's what I mean. And then they got to get the sponsors.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I like.
Yes.
Right. Well, it's easy to do because when you sign up, it gives you a launcher fundraiser and then goes to whatever social media platform you want. And then people see it and then they donate it. So it's pretty easy, user-friendly platform.
Nice. Okay, we're doing this. What?
Jason, I think what you said earlier about follow-up.
I definitely will be.
Got to do that with Johnny. Johnny needs a little follow-up.
I'll be a knock at my door. It's right back here in my apartment. How did he know where I live?
That whooping cough is still.
Well, Jason, this has been fantastic. Yeah. And God bless you. And I know you experienced some personal tragedy within a couple of years ago. And I know how that is. So, God bless you for that and overcoming
it. Thank you so much.
Everything. You betcha. But special thanks to also for your family and you carrying that military tradition and carrying that torch forward for them. That's really cool.
I appreciate it. And we definitely appreciate your support. Without people like you, we wouldn't be accomplishing much.
So. Well, glad to
do
it.
That's great. And you have a supportive family, your wife or girlfriend. She's, I'm sure she's a big, you've mentioned her a number of times. I'm sure she's a big part of your.
Okay. Can I just ask you this? Like, would there ever be like, hey, let's start up at Culver's and get a sundae? No.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm more on the side of let's do this, but she's very, very strict with her diet. She's so disciplined. She's been logging her macros for years.
She's been what?
Yeah, exactly. But
the cheese.
No, she's, yeah.
It's not macaroni. What is
no, not macaroni. Macros are what you eat, your carbs and your proteins stuff.
Do you know that, Johnny?
It's the math of it all, basically, right?
It's the what?
The math of it all.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What is her business? She sounds like she's quite the entrepreneur and disciplinarian, which,
yes.
John,
get your pen out. She's probably going to yell at me for this, I'm sure, because I was joking about plugging her business, and she told me not to, but since you're asking.
It's our show.
Exactly. And I'm at the mercy. So,
that's right.
Her business is Ajax.
John and the mayor were going to kick the crap out of me if I didn't.
It's called Ajax Aesthetics.
Ajax? Oh, on your shirt.
Yeah.
Ajax Aesthetic.
Yeah.
All right. Appleton?
Yeah,
Appleton. Right in Appleton? Yeah. Okay.
All right. You need a disciplinarian, but...
What foods doesn't she eat?
Yeah, I was going to want
fries.
Macaroni and cheese.
It's not the food she won't eat. It's just how she eats it. She's very, very disciplined on that. I don't know what she won't eat, but I tell you, it's very organized, measured out.
The name Ajax, where did she come up with that?
Her name, it's part of her name.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Andrea Jackson.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Got it. Just like
I always like to, I love small businesses, and there's usually a little bit of a story behind the name, or we did this, or my grandpa this, or that. So, all right, well, Ajax, and she can take new customers, so we'll hopefully get her a few. And,
I like this. What's the best way to lose 10 quick pounds?
Once you find out, you let me know.
Okay. Does she let you drink alcohol?
No.
No.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
When are you breaking up with her?
No, that's no way. No, she's a good thing.
Hey, Jason, this has been awesome. Just really proud of you for what you're doing and that you're a great role model and spokesperson for something like this. And when I tell all the guys down at the amputee softball tournament this week what you're doing, I guarantee you they're going to be all over it.
I appreciate that so much. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And then how good of a football player were you at Clintonville?
Average.
Better than Jarts?
No,
better than Jersey?
Not at all.
All right.
Not too many people.
Too many better than those two in Clintonville.
Right.
Well, you beat them today, I'll tell you that, right?
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. But one last thing I just want to say to you. What do you have to say to your fellow service members out there, former service members or all service members, to just kind of like, because some of them are a little bit lost when they come out and they don't have that. What do you have to say to them?
Well, I mean, you got support out there, and we're trying to do everything we can to provide that support, and don't lose hope and don't lose faith.
And there's always somebody to talk to.
There is always somebody to talk to.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Jason, it's been an honor and privilege to have
you here,
buddy. Thank you so much for what you're doing. We got to send a quick break. Back with more of Mind on the Mayor after this.